We're joined by Claire. Claire, welcome to the show. Claire just came in a bit late. It's great to have you here. Claire, tell us a little bit about how the content of the shows gets determined and, you know, what are the give us some of the examples of the kinds of shows. I know we've heard about a couple of them from some of the members here today, but maybe you could give us a look at the broader sweep of content that one can find on Kill Radio.
Well, it seems like so far a lot of shows people have sought out Kill Radio. Kill Radio hasn't necessarily sought out. We're not trying to make a certain kind of programming. So people come to it, either they want to share local music or they have things to say or they have certain kinds of music that they feel are underrepresented on other media, other radio stations. And that's definitely, I'm involved in a radio show that does that. We do everything from soundscapes for an hour to interviews with local bands or artists.
Just about anything goes on Kill Radio. I want to jump a little bit. I know you do a show on the air, and what's the name of your show?
It's called Consigne.
And when can people hear it?
I host it on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights at 10 p.m.
So what was last week's show like?
Last week's show was another one of those shows. The week before that, we had had Abandon and interviews. And this particular show, it was just Umberto and I playing back-to-back, kind of a battle of sounds, of just things that you don't hear anywhere else.
And you guys just went back and forth with your passionate choices?
Yes.
Aha. Who won?
It was one of those
standoff.
Yeah.
It's a standoff. A musical standoff. Battle of the DJs. That's very cool. Chris Burnett, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I know that you were one of the bottom line folks around Indie Media at its inception, and I know that you're one of the folks who were bottom line people around Kill at the very beginning. And I'm just wondering if you could give people a look at, how much money does it take to run Kill Radio? What does it mean to have a net-based radio station? Yeah, what was it like, and how has it evolved over the period you've been around the station?
It takes about $400 a month, bottom line. And each DJ pays $10 a month. That's part of the agreement to be a member of the collective. That helps pay for expenses, equipment, rent, DSL, costs, server costs, whatever. And it's very straightforward. We're very independent, and we don't rely on outside sources of funding. But we do benefit shows to raise money when we need it. But in many ways, I think that's a good thing. It's a very DIY, do-it-yourself sort of ethic that goes on, and we try to maintain and support the organization through organizational methods that we use to build the station. And I do want to add that the structure was worked on for a very long time in terms of process and how do you build a collective that's sustainable. So that's why when James mentioned the consensus training and the tech trainings, we worked really hard to make sure that that was something people had to go through, that people were committed to the collective and committed to doing this project. So we all take it very seriously, and it's something it's a lot of work. And we don't have the hierarchies in this collective. And I think that on the left sort of progressive side, people tend to adopt these corporate structures, and they tend to adopt very top-down structures. And I think what we're trying to say is that there are different ways to organize. And I think within the spirit of the anti-corporate globalization movement that Indie Media is a part of and which Kill Radio came out of, we're trying to say there's different ways to do things. And we're kind of a living proof that it can be done. So, we have working groups, and all decisions are broken down into these working groups. And that's where, we try to decentralize decision-making authority. And I think I'm probably going off topic from the original question, but I think that's the intent of it, is really to empower people. And, we rotate facilitations at the meetings, and we give people that empowerment to run a meeting who've never run one before. And so there's a lot that goes into, not just empowering the station, but empowering people who become a part of it, and also being a part of the community. I mean, we try to do events at places like 33 and a Third Books, Echo Park Film Center, Arts in Action, Sea Level Records, places that are local places that we support and support us. So there's a lot of connections within the community as well.
from what started as a remarkable experiment has quickly become a remarkable institution. I think all of you were involved in affinity groups and working groups inside the collective. Is that right?
Yes.
So what group are you involved with, Claire?
Well, I'm involved in promotion, promo, which is kind of a running joke because we all think that everyone should be involved in promotion. You know, it's like everyone's constantly promoting. But I would like to say that it's interesting working in this consensus process and in these working groups because it doesn't really come natural to a lot of people to not have somebody who's in charge. You know, people always want somebody who will say yes or no, that's the way it should be. And it's a really interesting process to go through.
In what way? Does it bring out people's own decision-making?
Yeah, and it brings out people's decision-making, but it also, there are moments where people flounder because there's not a director. There's not one person who has the authority. And it's a really nice way to realign your personal responsibility to what you're doing and what you're a part of.
Fantastic. Laura, what working group are you part of?
I'm part of finance and promo. And I have to say, one of the things that helps to push things along is that we will designate somebody a DPR or designated person responsible. And usually that's kind of something you take upon yourself and volunteer for. But it really, once somebody takes that on, they usually supply the energy to head up that particular event or project. And what's really heartening is usually somebody does step up to the plate. When there is a need, somebody is willing to step up and say, I'm going to take this on. And they manage to get things done and lead people through it. And so that's how a lot of our stuff gets done.
Laura, how has it affected you in your day-to-day life by being part of this kind of an organization with this kind of process?
Well, it's made me recognize a lot more how much power that we have as an individual and to look at structures, say, in work or the government, and look at that really differently in a fundamental way that I didn't even recognize at first. That, you know, we all should have input. We all have power to affect change if we decide to take that on. So it really has changed the way that I look at a lot of things and made me a lot more willing to be active.
Fantastic. Greg, you are part of the collective, and I'm sure you're part of a working group. What group do you work with?
I work with the tech group, which keeps the equipment running. Something breaks down, most of the tech people actually take it upon themselves to fix something when it's broken and not really wait for an approval because they'll know that it's broken and, you know, the turntable didn't work. So one guy went out and replaced the turntable arm. Or, you know, the server isn't working, so most people know how to reset it and get it going again so people can hear us out over the internet. Things like that. I mean, something as simple as there's no light over the broadcast, you know, where all the equipment is, you can't see what you're doing. Somebody will replace that or put it in. Right now we're having a problem with blinds and drapes, so somebody's going to go and buy some new drapes to put in so the studio doesn't get heated up and make the equipment shut down in the morning when the sun comes in. Just things like that. That's what the tech group does.
And how does it feel to give your labor without a paycheck to a media operation that you're part of like this?
You know what? It doesn't feel like giving labor. It just feels like I'm doing something that I should be doing because I've wanted to do radio for a long time. I have. This is a very unique group. I've gotten so much out of it, and I don't even know if it's like giving back to it. It's just something most people feel like that. It's just part of who you are, and if something needs to be done, you just do it. I mean, it keeps everything going, keeps you going. It makes you realize that, you know, it's a spiritual concept. It's just
great. And as
you help yourself, you help other people.
Right. And as I asked Laura, do you find that carries over into the rest of your life, that kind of cooperative effort?
Yeah, almost definitely. Yeah, the thing, I was a lot more cynical about activism and things before I joined Kill Radio. Sometimes I'll bring it up, but the thing is that I was affected by one person saying something and me hearing it. Now, if that person hadn't been saying what it was that affected me, I could have gone on in a completely different direction, not met these people, not been aware of you know, how change can be affected by just a few people. It accretes, you know. It's like you get one person, you get more people, and somebody might be sitting on the fence, will be pushed over by hearing something they resonate with. And that happened to me, and I'm sure it happens to people listening to Kill Radio. You know, all comments about preaching to the choir aside, people will listen to it, the music, for the music maybe, and hear something in an activist vein that resonates with them, and they'll follow that. And I think that's great.
Fantastic. Wow. This is very inspiring. We're going to take some calls at about 10 minutes of the hour. So those of you out there who are listening to this kind of hearing a new shared vision of how media can be created in a group effort, please feel free to put your questions together and get ready to call us. We're going to take a break in just a minute. You're listening to 90.7 FM. That's KPFK FM in Los Angeles, and we are available on the web at kpfk.org. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back in just a minute with more from Kill Radio. And that was Sabretooth Tiger. We are back. We're back in the studio here at Indie Media on the Air, the KPFK 3 p.m. Monday show. We always talk about what's happening in independent media. Today we are talking with at least half a dozen members of the Kill Radio Collective. Kill Radio can be found at killradio.org, just the way it sounds, killradio.org. And if you want to see a remarkable experiment, institution happening in radio, go to killradio.org and start tuning in. Chris Burnett, it's my understanding that some massively great award was just bestowed upon
Kill
Radio.
It was an award, and I think if the show had won it, there would be a problem. But I should say that GTFU Radio is one of the shows on Kill Radio. It's Monday nights from 7 to 10, and they got nominated for one of the best radio shows in L.A. out of 5 nominations. And
That was very polite Kill Radio applause. I just wanted to
Yeah, so I just have to bring that up because it's a good show, but the fact that the LA Weekly didn't give them the nomination is probably a good thing.
Sort of a badge of honor, but I will say that the fact that Kill Radio is being noticed and sort of seen on that level, it's almost remarkable in this town with the radio waves as they are without Kill Radio in Pacifica. Aaron, you're on the air with us. Aaron is a member of Kill Radio, of the Collective. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So, Aaron, what do you do at Kill Radio?
I actually am on the GTFU show.
Would you be one of the people nominated?
Yeah, and I'll actually say that I don't know how we got nominated either. So there's some kind of coup in the at the LA Weekly that jumped us in there, you know, before print, and no one found it.
But. When can people hear your show?
Tonight, 7 to 10.
And what's your show about?
Pretty much anything goes, I guess. Mostly it's music related. We have band interviews tonight. John, the drummer from Mars Volta, is going to be in playing his favorite records. And hopefully we're going to have someone else, this kid Max from a band Say Anything, come in and play some songs. And I don't know. And then a lot of people just kind of stop by and hang out.
And what's the name of the show again?
It's called GTFU Radio.
And I guess I'll ask what that stands for, maybe.
It's Get the F Up.
Got it. Yeah. It's sort of it's a wake-up show at night, isn't it?
Yeah, the wake-up show at night for all the people sleeping in.
Okay, cool. I want to cover a couple of other points while we've got everybody. In about 6 or 7 minutes, we're going to go to the phone, so you listeners out there, keep that in mind. James, let me ask you about the makeup of the crew. You know, what's happening at the station vis-a-vis diversity and voices?
One of the things that's fantastic about Kill Radio is that we welcome all voices. We have representatives from the Hispanic community. I'm not saying representatives, but we have shows that represent a Hispanic point of view. Those of people of color. We can definitely use more voices to expand upon our vision and expand upon the diversity that we embrace and embody in our show, in our programming. I think it would be fantastic if we could get some more shows that represent an LGBT point of view, some more shows for say, speaking for the Asian community. I would love to see us just expand. And to that end, we take part in several outreach efforts. We have a presence at the Sunset Junction Festival coming up next month. We love to have some people come by and check Kill Radio out and definitely add their voices and their energy to our collective.
Very cool. And let me see. David, why don't you tell our listeners who may be prompted by what James just said, how they go about joining Kill Radio or coming to a Kill Radio meeting? What is the process for entry?
Go to the website. You can contact us through the website, and then we'll let you know where to meet us for our meetings, because you need to take part in a couple meetings before you can have a show along with the tech training. But it's pretty basic. Go to the website, check it out, write to us, and we'll get back to you. We have meetings on the 1st and the 15th of each month.
Great. So for you listeners out there who have a hankering to do some radio and are liking what you hear, just please, please go to the website. That's killradio.org, and you can contact the crew through that means. And let me jump to Laura, why don't you tell me how a listener might find music that they're interested in on Kill Radio?
Well, like we've said, Kill Radio really has something for everyone. We have people that do shows, everything from gospel to death metal, old school punk, electronica, comedy, interviews, news programming, and sometimes things like, you know, lectures from Noam Chomsky or something like that. So there is a schedule on the website, and on there are show descriptions, which hopefully will get even better over time and more precise. But that's a really good way to find out what you might really like there, because there, you know, you might not want to particularly listen to the Britney Spears hour. You might want, you know, it's so there. If you look on the schedule, you're going to find something you like.
Very cool. Greg, how can anybody listen to Kill Radio? Is it available anywhere?
Yeah, if you have a computer, you probably have the software, can get it very quickly off the internet to listen to it. Yeah.
Which theoretically anywhere in the world you can hear Kill
anywhere,
Radio.
Anywhere, yes. We've had people contact us from Eastern Europe, London, Australia, all over the world.
Amazing. This is Indie Media on the Air, 90.7 KPFK FM in Los Angeles, up in Santa Barbara at 98.7 FM, and available on the internet at kpfk.org. Chris.
I should just mention that Indie Media, Los Angeles Indie Media, has a show Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 4 to 6. So they do public affairs programming. In fact, on in about 15 minutes.
So you can go from the 3 to 4 o'clock Indie Media show on KPFK straight over to Kill Radio for another 2 hours of Indie Media. Yeah, and we're trying to figure out a 24/7 thing, but we haven't quite nailed it yet.
Well, radio.indiemedia.org. Yeah.
And there it is, radio.indiemedia.org. Okay, we're going to hit the phones and open the phones up, see if we can get a couple of questions. We have a caller. The number, by the way, the number here is 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. For those of you who are inspired by what you're hearing today, we have a fantastic crew of Kill Radio programmers on the air with us, members of the Kill Radio Collective, and we are talking to them about what it means to put together a consensus-driven, cooperative radio And it is a beautiful thing. For those of you who want to hear it, just go to killradio.org and click on Listen Here. Okay, on line two, we have Odie. Odie on line two. Welcome to Indie Media on the Air.
Thank you. And that's Bodie with a B, by the way.
Hi, Bodie.
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, yeah, I think we can all be inspired by this discussion. I think it perhaps is the most important discussion that we can have right now. And the reason for this is that I think it's what our country is based on, which is shared decision-making, shared information, open information, and diversity. And I think the process that you're doing called consensus decision-making is the process to enact that. And I think it'd be good, it's great to have more hear about the nuts and bolts. We're so unfamiliar about this because of the media brainwashing us, that we're so unfamiliar with the process, the nuts and bolts, about shared decision-making and open discussions where everybody gets to speak, and more power to all of us.
Bodie, do you listen to Kill Radio?
I haven't. I'm not sure where to find it right now, but I'm going to find out now because awesome representatives, and sounds like a great thing. I think it's a way that we can take back the media and create the kind of media and the kind of country and the kind of world that we'd like to create by becoming the media and becoming the source of information, which is diverse. Shared decision-making includes women and people of color especially. And I think what you're talking about can be applied not only to a radio show, but to, once again, running our government, running our homes, our businesses especially, running our cities and our communities and any project that we're in.
Bodie, you sound like somebody who should have a show on Kill Radio.
Absolutely.
Come on down.
I'm going to look into it and help out perhaps in Kill Radio or KPFK for sure, which is another example of what we're talking about, free information, diversity, shared information, shared decision-making. But please, more about the process. And it's great to hear how it affects our lives, but how do we do it? People just don't know. It's such a new thing, gathering in a group and coming up to decisions effectively and not wasting our time talking about our personal problems, but the process, you know, one issue at a time. Everyone gets to speak, pass the feather around, gather around the fire like humans have been doing for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, and that's how we became the dominant species, by sitting in the circle and sharing information.
Well, I want to thank you, Bodie, for the call. I think you've made everybody's day here. Much appreciated. We're going to keep moving now. We're going to go to Bella from Pasadena. Bella from Pasadena, welcome to Indie Media on the Air.
Well, after 2 months without work, I'm stuck in Pasadena. Okay, so I have to take it. So, yeah, I think this is vital. I've been hearing about Kill Radio, and I am so thrilled that you guys got an award. I mean, you deserve it. This is not easy. Like the gentleman that just called, this is a way of taking back our airwaves, and is one airwave at a time, or one day, or one effort at a time. I believe in consensus. I attended a couple of meetings for IndyMedia a year or so ago, but I was never able to attend the consensus meetings, and I would like to attend the consensus meeting. You said the 1st and the 15th?
What you have to do, I think, is you have to get to killradio.org, make contact with the collective, and then they'll give you further information on how to move into a process where you find out about the consensus training and things of that nature, but you are more than welcome to do so, and you can do so at killradio, just the way it sounds, killradio.org.
Yes, at the site.
Yes, and thank you very much for calling. We're going to keep moving. We got lots of calls on the line. I want to put these calls out to the group around me. I'm going to shut up for a while. Dorian from Whittier, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, cool.
Good.
How are you?
Hi, actually, I have an experience. I got to, I heard of Kill Radio first through my girlfriend's band who played there, and my friend Humberto who has a show there, and I just want to say congratulations on the award, and it's a neat little place. I visited there on Vermont before, and you know, I would listen to indie radio before on the air, 103.1, and I was so deceived because here I go, and my friend tells me that it's actually owned by Clear Channel.
Yeah, you just hit a sore spot with us, man.
How dare they call themselves indie radio? You know, the music was cool, but I took them off my presets when I found that out.
Yeah. Too many commercials.
Yeah, and I just want to say congratulations, and it's a neat place, and I encourage everybody to listen, and it'd be great if you guys could go on the air, which would be wonderful, but I know the limits of that.
Thanks a lot, man. We're going to keep moving.
Bye.
Hi, I guess are we going to go to Tom from, it says from Ecuador.
Beautiful.
Tom, you're on the air.
Okay,
are you calling from Ecuador?
No, I'm in Pasadena right now.
Okay. Just checking. You know, there's a social forum going on in Ecuador right now.
Yeah.
And we thought you might be calling from the Ecuador social forum.
I think it's right off of Lake.
No, My interest is I do work with community down there, and I've lived there about 10 years out of this country. And we don't have a consensus group, but what we do have is a hierarchical structure for community meetings. But the understanding is that you have to have a consensual agreement, because otherwise no one is making any money off these things, and it just doesn't work if there's not something in it for everyone. So that's how we end up with a consensus agreement. I actually like that, and it's just an accident of the culture. And I'm really seeking a little bit more of this consensus training or idea. So I'm going to be out of the Pasadena area, out of the Los Angeles area for about 3 months. But I would like to know if there's any way when I come back, if I could maybe go to a couple of your consensus meetings to see exactly what you're talking about.
It's open for everybody.
And we usually have consensus training meetings about a half hour before our regular Kill Radio staff meeting.
Okay, and that would be okay for
you
to drop in.
It'd be great for you to be there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I just it varies. So usually once a month, and about maybe an hour, hour and a half before. It just depends. And I do want to address a couple of the process questions, but maybe we should take another call before.
Yeah, okay. We only have about 2 minutes left on the show, so I'm going to try to grab another call. And for those of you who are interested in process, you know, consensus decision-making is a magnificent, magnificent thing. Chris, you have something
just
quick
real
to say?
Quick. It is time-consuming. It is something that takes a while to learn. There is a document on the website under the About Us section that's a full Kill Radio documentation. It's about 17 or 18 pages long. It goes into detail. But a lot of people do this process wrong and their groups end up dissolving or just falling apart. And it's really important to pay attention to the details of how to make this process work. And many people have spent many years failing to finally learn something that's somewhat sustainable. So there's a lot to say, but
you need to work it. I am going to open this up to the entire group. We have seven people from Kill Radio here: James Maverick, Greg Bishop, David Bonobo, Laura Hawther, Claire Didier, Aaron Farley, and Chris Burnett. First of all, guys, I just want to say it is a privilege to have you here. Pacifica, KPFK here in Los Angeles has some internal consensus decision-making collectives doing programming here. Those collectives are doing very well, inspired by the kind of work that you folks are doing, and very important that you're all here for our listeners to hear you. Anything you guys want to say as the show heads towards a close?
Well, one of the things that actually Chris has brought into the group is actually hooking up and doing programming with other stations that are similar to ours around the country. So we're actually working on networking and doing shared programming with groups, I think, as far as what Philadelphia and
San Francisco, yeah. Enemy Combatant Radio, mm-hmm. Portland Indie Media, Humboldt Free Radio, and San Diego Radioactive Radio.
Well, there you go.
And more coming.
It's called Critical Mass Radio Network.
Yeah, so I was really inspired by that. I thought it was a great idea.
So you'll see, folks, slowly but surely, a very substantial impact of those stations Chris just listed and more getting together and doing community-based radio and sharing the resources of their programming and their ideas and their process and what have you, very much in the spirit of indie media from the get-go, as you all know. If you want to find out more about Kill Radio, go to killradio.org. That's killradio.org on the internet. If you want to find out more about consensus decision-making, go to that website and check out the About Us link, and you'll find out more about process. And I just want to tip my hat to the crew here. If you want to listen to Kill Radio, folks, you will be turned on. Say goodbye to LA, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. Thanks, Steve.
See you later.